I'm joined by the Syrian activist Maj Ara, who's in the Mazza district of Damascus. Maj, what's the atmosphere like today?
Yeah, actually, today is just like a continuation of the bombing and shelling that the government has started 2 or 3 weeks ago. FSA seems to be having the initiative now in most of Damascus suburbs, and the government is trying to use heavy firepower just to compensate for the losses on the ground. So initially, we can say that the government is lost the initiative, and FSA is calling the shots, choosing where and when to fight. So the latest developments, especially on the airport road and in Daraya, seems to indicate that the things is moving in the way that in favorite of the FSA movement toward the city.
What's the evidence that it's moving in the rebels' favor?
Yeah, because mostly cut by two roads. One of them is the airport road, and the other one is called the Damascus Daraa or Damascus Amman Highway. So those two main roads, mainly controlled by the government for almost the past year and a half. But now the FSA is moving toward the airport road and trying to take it. Because if the FSA control the airport road, that would mean the east Ghouta, or the east suburbs of Damascus, will be connected with the west suburbs of Damascus easily. So this new movement of FSA indicates that the FSA is making the shots rather than the government choosing where to fight and when to fight.
You tweeted earlier that you felt the power balance is shifting in Damascus. Explain that a bit more.
Yeah, indeed. Here in Damascus, we are, of course, we are hearing from people and also seeing some people who are talking about the latest achievements of FSA in capturing many of the Air Force defense camps in Damascus suburbs. Those camps were full of ammo and weapons. So now FSA seems to be establishing training centers to train new recruits coming from Damascus suburbs and even from some of Damascus neighborhoods. So seems to be more able to establish these camps, and also they have ammo. And in this terms, we are seeing that the government is not able to follow suit with the FSA new armament. So in somehow you can sense that the power balance is shifting, because FSA is getting more ammo and able to conduct more operations, more likely than before, indeed.
Are people afraid that there's going to be some kind of battle in Damascus?
Yeah, of course. So this is a talk of almost here in Damascus, because everyone think that the government or the regime will not fall down until the battle comes to the heart of Damascus. So you can sense that in how prices is going high. For example, the gasoline or diesel is now almost triple its initial price. Also in food supplies and bread. So everyone is fearing what is coming to Damascus, but certainly it has to be done in terms of bringing down the regime, because the regime until now seems not willing to surrender or give up.
How close is the fighting to the center of the city?
Yeah, actually, the fighting is now beyond Damascus Southern Highway. So it's almost, for example, in terms of airport road, it's almost 3 or 3.5 kilometers from Damascus center in a straight line. So you can easily hear the sound of explosions, gunfires, and shelling in the heart of Damascus. This is something that has become very usual for Damascus residents. It's not clear yet if FSA is willing or have the ability to enter and storm all of Damascus neighborhoods. But certainly people here are talking that FSA should be more prepared, just like not to revisit the same fate that Aleppo had.
As you're in Mazza, we had reports that Jihad Makdisi, the foreign ministry's spokesman's house, had been burned down in that area. Is that something you can confirm?
Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot confirm this news because I don't know actually where he lives. And I did not witness any kind of fire or any kind of fire trucks coming in and out of this area.
But it's an area I understand that where diplomats live. I gather many European diplomats have fled Damascus. Again, is that something you can confirm?
Yeah, actually, not only European diplomats, but also those wealthy Syrians who are living in Mezza, for example, or Marki neighborhoods. Most of them are now leaving the country, heading to Egypt or Turkey. This comes as the fighting escalates, and also because of the repeated kidnapping happening in the city, which many actually blame the government for. And also because of the insecurity inside the city, because checkpoints are everywhere, and those checkpoints usually harass people. Many were actually arrested from those checkpoints, so it seems not safe to stay in the city even after 5 o'clock, for example, 5 p.m. No one, very few who go out to the streets and goes to somewhere, because you can see that the streets are empty after 5 or 6 p.m.
There are reports that Bashar al-Assad may be considering asylum in Latin America, Venezuela, for example. Do you think that's credible, or do you think Assad will fight till the end?
Yeah, I'm not sure about it, but there is something that everyone should understand. Assad is not the whole thing here, because many of his supporters who work in security branches, security officials, those in military, those has blood on their hands. So I don't believe all of them will be able to sustain asylum in somewhere. So certainly they will be fighting for their lives, even if Assad choose to leave. That would make things easier, by the way. But nevertheless, fighting will take place, because those will not surrender, because they don't have a place to go to.
Do you think the regime is nearing the end?
I'm not sure, but it's what is happening in Damascus now. It's a great milestone in the whole uprising, because we are feeling the weakness of the government in terms of it's not able to control the city. It's not able to storm those suburbs where FSA is taking control of. And also, we are feeling that from the type of troops moving in the city. We used to see tanks moving from place to place to storm the Damascus suburbs, but now we are seeing that the government is relying more and more on trucks mounted with heavy machine guns, which may indicate one of two things: either the regime don't have the capability to move its tanks due to financial things, or at least or due to military reasons, or because the government is actually calculating its moves, fearing international intervention, or want to reserve those tanks for the last stand in Damascus.
What's the security situation like in your neighborhood? Are there many checkpoints in the area?
Numerous checkpoints, and not only in Mazda, also in Malki. You cannot enter Malki or Muhajirin, which is the place where Assad's mother has a house. You cannot enter this place unless you go through at least one or two checkpoints. So checkpoints everywhere, and that is making a huge traffic in this city, indeed, and especially in the morning. But nevertheless, it seems that at night sometimes you hear clashes here and there, and sometimes car explosion. Also, there had been mortar shelling on some in areas in Mazda, which is called the Mazda 86, a place where families of those serving security forces live.
Are you frightened?
Sorry?
Are you frightened? Are you scared?
No, I can't say I'm scared. I do believe that there is Damascus residents who are scared, but we are somehow used to the shelling, Now, if not the if the exposure is something that we have heard before, we are not scared of. But certainly, we are not sure if the government can use more heavy weapons. The latest deployment of rocket launchers indicate that the government still have something that we don't know about and is willing to use it. So things people here talks about those Scud missiles that the government has, whether it will use it or not, and also the latest reports about chemical weapons. So we are not sure, but we are optimistic about the future because we have reached, it seems we have reached a final point here in what is going on in Syria.
Okay, Maj. Take care. Thanks very much.
Thank you.